Hello, everyone.
And welcome to another random update with Banjo whistling in the background and going at me. Nice cool day today. It's been a fairly hellish few days with hot weather, but not too bad today. It's nice and cool. And I'm kind of feeling on top of the world. Well, as best on top of the world as you can get. I think because it's a cooler day. Because yesterday was awful. It was hot and sticky and ew. But even Quinn doesn't care today. He's running as normal as he can do. Well, he's actually running really well. So I'm quite impressed with that. Banjo's doing random whistles and saying, "Feed the bird." There she goes. Lou wanted to hear "Feed the bird." So she's listening to this boo. She'll hear him. She'll hear her do it. She may have heard it on other boos, but I'm actually pleased we were able to isolate that "feed the bird" because it's actually quite funny. And sometimes she'll take it and say "feed the birdie" or "feed the birds." It depends what mood she's in as to what she decides she's going to do with that. Ooh, that's loud, and it's high pitched too. Feed the bird. That is cool. That's got to be the coolest noise she makes. When you slow that down, it's actually quite funny. It's really funny. I did it once just to see what happened, and it was quite cool. Smokey seems to have learnt how to do that. That high-pitched thing. Yeah, that. It seems that Smokels has learnt how to do that noise now. So there's two parrots we've got here that do it. But I don't know where she got it from. Banjo's always done it since Nevada. Smokel's just started doing it. Because he can't... Yes, it's exactly the same. That faint one in the background was Smokel's. Well, his official name's Smokey, but we like to call him Smokel's. I'm not sure why, but we... I don't even know what that bird's doing right now. She's going... been random. Parrots do that. They can be extremely random. I love them. Feed the birdie. Oh, Banjo, you're funny. She's a great bird. Oh, now she's saying hello and... What are you doing? I think. She's cute. They're all cute. We had another... Sam had another session this morning with her cockatiel, Marcus, who's the coolest looking thing. He's white. Well, he's a yellowish white, but they call him white. But he's gorgeous and super tame too. People who want a tame bird definitely want a hand raised one of them because they are such personalities. And Banjo's just randomly going, I don't know why she thinks that she... has the need to make that noise, but she does. So, there you go. Ouch. That's painful. But yeah, I just thought I'd do a quick update. Just a general update. I'm not doing the audio mows. I didn't know about them. Otherwise, I would have actually done them. Sam's doing them, but I would have joined in and done the audio mows. But I'm just not. You know, because I don't want to start now, because we're so close to the end of the month, it's not worth it. It's really not. So I thought, well, I'll not do it this month. But next time we do an audio mo, somebody please let me know. Because I want to get into them. Because they're cool. Like, you can talk about anything. And I don't know, I'm looking forward to... having a go at an audio mo next time we do one, because that would be just entering into the audio boo spirit, because, you know, I like to do things on audio boo, and I like to talk about stuff and go places and record things that's of interest to people and post them up, because I'm just like that. I just love doing interesting things. I mean, I know lately my boos have not been the most interesting, because we can't really, to be fair, at this point in time where we are, we cannot... really go anywhere and actually do any recordings for you that's going to be really interesting, because there's no You know, there's no nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. There's no no real things. You know, it's with all the working that's going on, as you can hear in the background, you can probably hear the thump, thump, thump of general atmosphere. The window's opening here because it's just keeping everything cool, and it is nice and cool today. It's a dark, miserable day outside, but I'm glad that it's cool. Because these last few days, it's just been really hot and draining. It's like, ugh. I like warm weather, but I don't know. Bang, bang, wherever you are. You know, I like it when it's somewhere in between. It's not too hot, it's not too cold, but you can enjoy it and go out and do things. And I must admit, I prefer it myself. I don't like the cold, but I do prefer the winter nights. Because if I want to go to the shop, I don't need my glasses. I can go down to Sainsbury's and without my glasses because my sight is such that I'm hellishly useless in broad daylight. I cannot see a thing in broad daylight. Which for me is annoying because, you know, I want a bit, you know, everybody else can seem to do it. People who can't see it doesn't affect you, but certainly if you can see some like me, it really kills me. So I've got a nice pair of dark glasses, which I don't. I'm not afraid to use. You know, they're cool. I like them. I got a set when I was in Hereford, and I found them extremely useful. And then I went and bloody lost them. So I was then given another couple of pairs by someone a while ago, and they're still going strong. So I'm happy with that. I've got my glasses. I don't care. I can use them, see where I'm going, you know, as long as I've got them, I'm happy. So, yeah, not much else really to say, but when the Tesco gets eventually built, which we've now heard is going to be happening, they reckon next summer now, before that gets open, things should start to take shape. I don't know what's going to happen, and we might not even be here by then, so I don't know what's going to happen. And that's the phone. Oh, it's a call from unavailable. Do you want me to get that? Okay. Call from unavailable. Doesn't matter that you heard that because it didn't give a number out. But yeah, they're saying that Tesco is going to be next summer now before it's operational. Bargain Madness is doing well. I don't know what's happening with Pound Stretchers. But certainly Bargain Madness, I was told the other day by Dave in the shop down below, he said that it's coming on well. So, yeah, I mean, credit to them. They're doing the best they can. You know, we've got to put up with this temporary staircase, which is not the best thing. It really, oh, it's horrible. But I'm happy enough dealing with it. When we got the letter telling us about it, I was like, oh my God, no, not a temporary staircase, please. And I ranted about it because I read your letter, if you remember back to the boo when the letter got published. And before the Sarah went and broke on us and it had to be fixed, I hasten to add that that is now working absolutely perfectly and it's not causing any more trouble. So thank God for that. That little reading machine is tough as an old boot. I'm really glad that my Uncle Eric got me that, because that thing is, you know, it had to be sorted out, but it's easily, you know, it's easily done, it's easily been fixed, and I love it. It's probably the best thing we got, and I'm glad that you was able to get me it, so, you know. But anyway, I hope to speak to you all soon, and I'll go and post this boo. I've got to take the bin out, actually. So the kitchen bin has been emptied, but the bag's outside in the outer bin, so I've got to go and deal with that. But I can deal with that. It's fine. So I'll go and do that and find out what that phone call was and put this boo up, and I'll speak to you all soon.